Richard Matkin didn't officially apply for this job, but he was confident his interim superintendent performance since February would make a convincing case to trustees, and that's what happened. They named him the job's lone finalist last week. Matkin loves the district, but says he understands the job's challenges.
This is my 37th year in public education. It is the most trying times that I can recall. Funding has been decreased, new standards of testing, new expectations. Bill, I was talking to someone yesterday, just the matter of the social media, the interaction that people have, parents with teachers, with staff, just all of those things that make communication so important. And also school systems are going through this. I mean, it's not just a Plano problem. It's a new form of way of doing business.
Richard Matkin expects those ways will change yet again. Hundreds of school districts, including Plano, are suing Texas over diminished education funding. Matkin hopes the lawsuit's outcome will lead to more state funding, but he also says lack of dollars is no excuse for letting education standards slip.
You know, at the end of the day, just like in business, it is the product that you produce that's important. So whether it's loss of funds or reallocation of funds, we're going to have to take the resources that we have available and meet the needs of all our students. That will be a challenge, but it's one that we're going to have to hit head on. We're going to have to address, but be smart in the way we use our money.
You've been here long enough to see demographics change. How does it change what you do?
Well, I have seen the percentage go from 6% to just over 26% on our low socioeconomics. We have tried to target those particular schools, whether it's with programs, whether it's with staffing, to make sure that we're meeting the needs. We have a great Computers at Home program where we refurbish computers that are surplused out to those kids that don't have computers at home. We try to keep moving the ball forward, recognizing the populations that we have and serving those. And with that in mind, you can't forget those talented and gifted students, those that come from high-income families. It's a broad range of expectations that we have in public education, but we serve the needs of every child that walks through those doors.
How do you see getting out of this financial situation without sacrificing any quality in education?
Before you suffer a quality education, you do have to eventually maybe go back to your voters and say this is going to be the impact. We understood what the legislature did at the start of this biennium. In the first year, we lost close to $25 million, and in this next year, we lost an additional $10 million that's in the budget year that we're planning for right now. Although we did take the hard cuts in year one, we've told the board that's as far as we're going to go. We're going to need to use some fund balance to cover the deficit in the next year.
Matkin says after that, there will need to be a change in state funding, or voters may be asked to approve a tax hike. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.